This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We are an open phones radio program, and we stream online, of course, and we're on some satellite as well. You can take control of the airwaves by calling 603-283-6160. And joining us in the studio, again, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, Joa, and Mark.
Yeah.
And it's my triumphant return here in, it's hour number two of my triumphant return. I haven't died yet, so I feel like it's going well.
We have not died. I guess I was back a couple of days earlier before you, but not too much more.
Yeah.
I was back on a Saturday.
I think you might have been a day or two, like, symptomatic before me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I remember.
I think I was a day ahead of you, and I think you were, like, two or three days behind me, meaning that you had it longer than I did.
Yeah. I remember having, like, weird abdominal pain is the wrong word. I remember just like, what's wrong with my guts? Did I sit wrong? You know, because I'm doing so many sit-ups all the time. No, but, sometimes a guy sits incorrectly or, you know, leans the right way or the wrong way and, like, pulls a little something, and that happens. I'm an older dude. Sometimes I have a bad back, so sometimes I have to bust out the cane, and that means that I got to favor different parts of my abdomen.
I did find the cane myself, and it's like my old, but soreness in my back came back around. We don't need to do the whole broken
old man line.
Yes, we don't need to do that. Go on. What's the next show prep?
All right. We should talk about this. This is from ABC News. U.S. calls for pause in Johnson & Johnson vaccinations over blood clot concerns.
Yeah, six people supposedly have had problems with blood clots, and
that's what it says right here.
Yeah, and I'm keeping an eye on this. This feels a lot like a corporate hit. None of these companies have FDA approval for these vaccines.
None, zero.
So now the FDA is coming out and going after one of them. Why? I don't know.
Well, I have a theory. And, in fact, I did get to speak to Mr. Freeman by phone a little earlier this morning, and we briefly discussed this particular thing. He actually brought it up. He said, hey, I heard through the grapevine that something's going on with the Johnson & Johnson. There's a recall or something. And I'm like, oh, let me look it up for you. You know, I'll be your internet. That's fine. And that's how I popped in or bumped into this article. But near as I can tell... How do I phrase this without getting us a ban on YouTube? Who cares? Ban us, YouTube, if you're going to. The Moderna and the Pfizer, quote, vaccines, unquote, are mRNA platforms.
Right.
However, the Johnson & Johnson vaccination is the closest to a traditional
vaccine.
That's
right.
And so, of course, the one bastard... Right, of the two of the more modern, is the one that's going to get gone after.
And I've seen news reports of all kinds of people having all kinds of problems from Moderna and Pfizer. So why is it that these blood clots are the issue? I don't know.
I don't know either, and it is interesting to see that it's the one, because I've talked to people who work in the medical industry,
yep.
For example, nurses, and, you know, I have friends all around the globe who work in different industries, and many of the people who work in the medical industry say, well, you know, eventually it's going to come around where I'm probably going to have to get one of these, and Well, if I'm going to get one, it's going to be the Johnson & Johnson one because of what we just cited, which the Johnson & Johnson one is the closest to a regular vaccine, mm-hmm. you know, like the mumps vaccine, rubella, yeah. you know, that kind of stuff. So it's the closest thing there is to an actual vaccine. I don't know why they would suddenly be targeted for these blood clot concerns. The FDA and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Tuesday that they're calling for an immediate pause on the use of single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccines after discovering 6 cases in the United States of a rare and severe type of blood clot that developed about 2 weeks after the vaccine was administered in these patients. Now, yeah, Mark, you're absolutely right. This is not... We've seen this for both of the other vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer,
mm-hmm.
where people have developed some weird thing. They're like, yeah, yeah, I guess we'll have to keep an eye on it. It's generally the consensus of whatever happens. You know, they're like, yep, that's weird, and we'll keep an eye on it. And they just keep vaccinating away.
Well, I mean, if you're talking, I don't know how many vaccines have been given, and I'm sure the story is not going to tell you because that's not how we roll with modern media. But how many, so if 6 people have gotten these blood clots, how many people have gotten the vaccine? And if that's the case, then is this is not acceptable, this is acceptable. Who determines it's acceptable? And is it the people at Moderna? Is it the people at Pfizer? I don't know.
Well, safety is a top priority for
one thing I do know. Is that corporations have their fingers all in whatever regulatory agencies are, you know, for their particular line of work.
The article continues, safety is a top priority for the federal government, acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock told reporters in a virtual news briefing. Sorry, I get a giggle out of that name. Adding that while these blood clots were extremely rare, the government was acting out of an abundance of caution.
Sure.
So they just basically pushed a vaccine out there that was untested, and that's they just contradicted themselves.
Well, the FDA didn't allow the vaccines out. It's a special dispensation or something or other.
Yeah, but the FDA has not approved any of the vaccines,
but they care about safety.
Well, at least through the traditional means of, you know, how one would generally go about getting a vaccine and, you know, getting it to market and all that kind of thing. So. Yeah, we are committed to patient safety, Woodcock said, but she encouraged Americans to continue to get vaccinated with Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Interesting that they're pushing the two other brands. The CDC will convene at a meeting of the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices, the ACIP, gotta have an acronym, on Wednesday to further review these cases and assess their potential significance, read a joint CDC and FDA statement. Oh, so we got alphabet agencies getting together and issuing a joint statement?
Yeah.
Does that mean that they all, like, rolled a big fatty and then, like, wrote a statement? Like, here's the statement, man.
Perhaps not.
Sorry, I digress.
Maybe that would help them, so.
It's called a joint statement, so.
I hear you.
You know, maybe they were safety meeting. The FDA will review that analysis and as it also investigates these cases. Federal health officials said they believe that the recommended pause in the J&J vaccinations was not expected to last long.
Okay, so they're going to let Johnson & Johnson bring it back? That seems odd. I mean, why would we have paused in the first place if, I don't know.
Intention of the vaccine is to attach to your DNA, I mean, it makes sense that you get blood clots.
Not in this case. No, the Johnson & Johnson is not a mRNA.
Oh, right.
It's more of a traditional developed vaccine. The time frame will be determined by what we learn in the next few days. However, we expect it to be a matter of days for this pause, Woodcock said. More than 6.8 million doses. There's your answer, Mark. More than 6.8 million doses of the J&J.
Less than one in a million chance of getting this blood clot, or at least according to what they've got so far.
Right. That's just in the U.S. 6.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered.
Hmm.
several states, including New York and California, as well as CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Kroger's announced they would stop administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine immediately. This is a recommendation, not a mandate. Dr. Peter Marks, the director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, said on the briefing call, adding, Americans should talk to their health care providers about their personal situation. It's the first time I've heard any of that during this whole COVID thing.
Wonder who they refer to.
They'll probably get fired for just saying that. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
telephone number you need to write down with a Crayola crayon on your refrigerator door right now is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. That is the phone number for Free Talk Live, the very radio program you find yourself listening to. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Joa.
And Mark.
Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry if that's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it? Yeah, that's the way. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it, and everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store. And it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. Visit AnyPayX.com. Again, AnyPayX.com. We've been talking about this bit from ABC News, where apparently they're putting a pause, P-A-U-S-E, not P-A-W-S, for those of you spelling challenged, on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to apparently six people developing some sort of a rare type of a blood clot. Now, we're speculating that it's weird that they're doing this because, well, I read all the time about, oh, such and such, you know, had a reaction to the Pfizer, such and such had a reaction to the Moderna, or several people have, or we've seen this consistent across, you know, this kind of a thing. And, like, they haven't put a pause on any of those. So I find it interesting.
One wonders why.
Yeah. And, of course, this article doesn't give us any real insight into the answer to that question. But if you have the answer, 603-283-6160. The article continues. It's a recommendation, not a mandate. Dr. Peter Marsh, the director of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, he said on the briefing call, adding Americans should talk to their healthcare providers about their... Right, I wanted to comment on that. Americans should talk to their healthcare providers about their personal situation. This might be the first time I've seen this sentence uttered since the dawn of COVID. It's been my position the entire time. You shouldn't be taking a vaccine just to take a vaccine. You shouldn't be lining up thinking it's the holy grail. You should be consulting your physician and going, hey, doc, what do you think? Is it right for me? You know, kind of a thing. And you should be having that conversation with your primary healthcare provider.
Yeah, I can see why people over the age of 65 or whatever are doing it. Honestly, I believe we should have all along basically had people under the age of 65, working age adults, adopting an old person and just going about their lives. Almost, at this point, they do not have one single documented case of somebody getting COVID from a surface contact. So you could drop off groceries at people's houses. You could have done all these things. I was recommending this months and months and months ago.
Yes, you were. I was here.
So, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, nobody wants to listen. Dr. Fauci says he's not going to do anything this summer, even if he's got the vaccine back in December. I mean, you know, it's crazy.
I believe it's pronounced Fauci.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci.
Now, I appreciate them saying this because, in one essence, because, like, I mean, if you hired a doctor, I hope you trust them, and I hope you have the right doctor. And if they're telling you to consult your physician, I hope you made the right choice.
At this point, I've had COVID-19, and I can't, you know, sitting here on the other side of it, I don't know what to say other than I'm really glad I lost almost 20 pounds.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only way I can do it, apparently.
Wait, does this mean, at least you and I, Mark, we live in a post-COVID society?
Yeah, we do now. Yeah.
Wow. They're going to add COVID to the food pyramid.
So Dr. Marks also said, at this time, it's not clear that there's any connection with women taking birth control. So apparently that means there's been some speculation as to whether or not
there's questions.
A correlation between these blood clots and women taking birth control. The CDC and the FDA said that they are currently reviewing data involving these six cases, all of which occurred amongst women between the ages of 18 and 48, where symptoms occurred between 6 to 13 days after they were vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Okay. I can see a lot of people getting off their birth control just because they're maskers and jabbers. And there's going to be a lot more, you know, pregnancies maybe because of this, because they had to get their vaccine, but they had to get off their birth control first.
So it's women who are taking birth control who have gotten these blood clots?
Between 18 and 4. Well, there's some speculation.
Okay.
In
so
these,
no men, then. And
right.
We stopped giving out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to half of the population because the other half has a problem with it.
This seems to be the case.
Okay.
In these cases, a type of blood clot, called cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, CVST, was seen in combination with low levels of blood platelets, the statement read.
Okay.
Treatment of this specific type of blood clot is different from the treatment that might typically be administered. Usually an anticoagulant drug called heparin is used to treat blood clots. In this setting, administration of heparin may be dangerous, and alternative treatments need to be given. They don't say why it may be dangerous. People who have received the J&J vaccine who develop severe headache... Let me read that again. People who have received the J&J vaccine who develop severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks after vaccination should contact their healthcare provider. Healthcare providers are asked to report adverse events to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the statement said.
Well, blood thinners can be dangerous to take on in and of themselves, so that's probably why they're saying that.
Right now, I'd like to stress these events appear to be extremely rare, Woodcock said.
Less than one in a million.
However, COVID-19 vaccine safety is a top priority for the federal government, and we take all reports of adverse events following vaccinations very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
FDA leadership...
The best thing that happened to COVID in Moderna in the last week.
I mean...
Everybody wanted the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it's one and done. And right. It was a more traditional vaccine.
Right. I still don't understand the gyrations for three different varieties. There's more than three, by the way. It just happened to be three in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Right? For something that you have a 99% chance of recovering from. All vaccines are going to do anyway is help your personal immune system combat the thing. The vaccines themselves don't combat the thing.
No, they don't.
They're not the warrior. What they do is they go, hey, human body, we're going to help you combat the thing using your own immune system.
So you're saying I could still get it after the vaccine?
That's
what people are saying. Yes, it is true. 603-283-6160. Is this as ridiculous as I make it sound? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will announce the way forward in Afghanistan tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president has long believed the United States has been in Afghanistan way too long.
The president has been consistent in his view that there's not a military solution to Afghanistan.
Biden is expected to announce plans to remove all remaining U.S. forces from the war-torn nation by September 11th of this year. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being asked to reassign the case of Dante Wright to the state attorney general's office. Wright was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop just outside of Minneapolis on Sunday. The Twin Cities remain on edge, and 40 people were arrested Monday night for riots and looting that took place. There is no curfew on Tuesday night. Charges could be filed against the officer involved on Wednesday. USA Radio News. The government is halting all distribution of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines after 6 people developed rare and dangerous blood clots.
Of the 6 patients developing the blood clots, one person has died and another is in critical condition after they received the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, or the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock made the announcement.
This morning, the FDA and CDC announced that out of an abundance of caution, we're recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to reports of 6 cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot following vaccine administration.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Down day on Wall Street, at the closing bell, the Dow losing 68 points to close at 33,677. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Tuesday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join the conversation, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Joe from Breaking the Flaw.
And it's Mark.
And... yeah, almost a month since the terrorist attack. What do I mean by that? I mean, since men with SWAT gear, men with tanks, men with battering rams, men with militarized weaponry of multiple, as many as 7 different agencies descended upon the Free Talk Live studio, creating all sorts of physical damage to the studio, including bashing in the doors, having some effect on door frames, windows that needed to be replaced, window frames. They launched an iron hook through a window and pulled the window out, amongst many other things, in addition to terrorizing the people who lived here, not just the people that they arrested, but there are other people who live in the building attached to the studio that are tenants that rent as their place to live. And they were terrorized as well.
Terrorize America.
They terrorized the Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Moose Mart, which is a convenience store. Like, okay, sure, terrorize a convenience store, whatever.
They're safe and then brought it back the next day, the same day broken.
Yeah, among many other stupid things, invaded Arya's house, arrested 6 people. These people are known as the Crypto Six for what we can only deem are the most ridiculous.
Trans lady, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, under the most ridiculous, you can go Google the indictment, because I want to make sure you have the facts. A lot of folks have been getting a lot of the facts wrong about what the indictment does and does not say. It's not that long of a read. Go read it yourself. Just Google Free Talk Live indictment or something along those lines, and you'll get there. The point is that these six people need legal defense to fight these terrorists. And we've set up just such a thing over at thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6. Doesn't matter if you use the number 6 or the word S-I-X. Thecrypto6.com. There's a variety of ways for you to donate to the Legal Defense Fund, including cryptocurrency, regular USD. There's a video that sort of recaps what's going on there. There's some things in play for us to maybe do some more updates on that website, that kind of a thing. So, thecrypto6.com. Some folks are like, well, you guys have probably raised enough money. No, we haven't.
No, we're not even close.
No, we're not even close to, like, one person, much less six people's defense funds.
And, like, for instance, I'd love to thank John and Lynette for their $1,000 donation. But, I mean, when you're talking about splitting that among six people, and then you're talking about lawyers' fees... I'm grateful for everybody who's donated.
Absolutely, yes.
And, you know, thank you. But I'm just saying that there's a long way to go.
If for whatever reason you can't contribute or you've already contributed, please help us out by posting thecrypto6.com on all your social medias. There's T-shirts that you can buy. You'll find out all of that at thecrypto6.com if you want to support that way. Please do. Please help in any way that you can. These people are going to need a lot more money than what we currently have to get them something that resembles proper defense. Again, thecrypto6.com.
Indeed. So, I mean, you know, basically I'm keeping an eye on these funds and, you know, I actually had to distribute a little bit of lawyer and crypto today. And, you know, thanks to everybody.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, there are attorneys that accept Bitcoin. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
That's great. Will they accept $250,000 worth of crypto?
Well, I think the short answer to that is yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
We were talking during the break, though, Joe, that you wanted to segue into something that you didn't get to.
Yeah, I mean,
let's do the world's worst segue and just go right into that.
We're there. Okay. So there's a Boston Police Union representative. And so I read the article here from the Boston Globe.
Okay.
For years, the Boston police kept a secret. The union president was an alleged child molester.
For years, the Boston Police Department kept a secret. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is surprising.
This is a mainstream news article.
Yes, yep. Despite 1995 evidence, Patrick Groves kept his badge, worked on child sexual assault cases, and ascended to power in the police union. He went on to allegedly molest five other children.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like you don't learn the first time. You're just going to let them just keep doing it because, you know, they get away with anything they want. They're, you know, they're part of the police union. They know best. And I wonder
Just a couple bad apples. They're not all bad.
Yep.
Just a couple of them. No, the saying is one rotten apple spoils the bunch. The bunch. That means if the bunch of you police officers out there don't do anything about this type of crap in your own organization, then you are just as guilty as they are, period.
I think it's important to note that they continue on enforcing the law against other people. You know, like,
yeah, but not themselves.
Who can trust anybody who will protect a child predator?
Well, you create a symbol like the thin blue line, and you wave it on a flag everywhere. Now it's the next heavily branded reason why we need the police around. It's not really that you believe the police, but because you're so wholeheartedly adopted into this religion of yours that it's hard to break away.
Do you think this police, was it Captain...
No, he's a. He was the head of the union, the president.
Yes, the president of the Boston FOP.
Arguably had to be a cop, right? in order to get to be...
I don't, maybe at some point, but...
Do you suppose that there was a time when he was like...
Because he was a cop.
Right. Do you suppose there was a time when he was like committing his acts of, you know, insanity and going, gosh, somebody should really arrest me right now?
No, I suspect not.
Let's find out. A father and his teenage daughter walked into Hyde Park's police station last August and reported a heinous crime. The girls said she had been repeatedly molested from age 7 through 12 by former Boston Police Union President Patrick M. Rose Sr., and five more soon came forward, accusing Rose of molesting them as children over the span of 3 decades, including the girls' own father. Rose being tagged as a child sexual abuser was news to the city when he was arrested and charged last summer, but it wasn't news to the Boston Police Department, where Rose served for 2 decades as a patrolman. So, yes, he was a police officer.
Yeah.
A Globe investigation has found that the Boston Police Department in 1995 filed a criminal complaint against him for sexual assault on a 12-year-old, and even after the complaint was dropped, proceeded with an internal investigation that concluded that he likely committed a crime. Despite that finding, Rose kept his badge. Remained on patrol for another 21 years.
Oh, my God.
And rose to power in the union that represents patrol officers.
And tell me whether or not he committed another one of these heinous acts in the next 21 years that he remained with a badge.
Sounds likely.
You know what's really surprising to me is, like, even after all this is going on, is that he continued to represent police officers, and, like, usually in court, like, this is why you shouldn't convict him, and they're like, this is why you should hire him to cities, even though maybe that police officer had to move to another city because of some heinous thing he did. You know, this is what the FOP does, is that they try to back these bad cops into getting into positions, and ironically, he ends up being the same thing that he's, you know, fighting for, a bad cop. So,
well, surprise. It amazes me that people put up with it. But, you know, on one hand, it's like, well, I've got to support the police. On the other hand, it's like, well, what do we do if they're bad ones? What do we do? What do we do?
And not for nothing, but he was doing it to boys and girls.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, he didn't have a specification.
Oh, an equal opportunity offender.
Pervert.
603-283-6160. Have you people had enough of this sickness?
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Joa,
and Mark.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. Currently, the way the phone calls work is you call. You wait on hold, and we screen you during the commercial breaks. And then we put you on the air after we get, past the commercial break. So for those of you...
It's the final segment, in which case we're liable to go straight to a phone call.
Depending on how ballsy we're feeling, mm-hmm. Yes. We've been known to take perhaps an unscreened call. We've been reluctant to do so recently, of course, because... Well, we didn't have a dump button.
Well, in short, ladies and gentlemen, if you call in the middle of the segment and then you hang up before the end of the segment, no one's going to answer your call. That's that.
And that is how space travel is possible today.
We're talking about the situation here in Boston where the police union president has apparently been molesting kids for decades now.
21 years or more.
And, Joe, I thought this was relevant, is that he got bail.
Yeah.
Ian Freeman, who's only accused of selling Bitcoin to people, can't get bail. Wait, this guy, a pervert, can.
This bastard cop.
Yes.
Molesting kids.
Yes.
For decades.
33 counts.
Protected by the Boston abuse. Police Department.
A freaking bail.
Of 6 victims. Has bail of $200,000 cash.
There you go.
That's unbelievable that our friends are sitting in jail right now.
For exchanging Bitcoin.
And being peaceful. Like, they didn't victimize anyone.
Yeah.
And these people have completely ruined lives.
And people have been silent about it. Not just the person who did the actual crimes, but the entire organization surrounding him.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least select people within that organization, right? I mean, we don't know how many.
Can't tell me nobody knew about it.
Well, the article says even after the department learned of the alleged abuse in 1995, the Globe Review found Rose was allowed to have contact with vulnerable children. That's what his job was, right? To protect these kids that have been abused. Boston Police Dispatch.
It's amazing how the perverts just always wheel their way into the spots where they're dealing with kids.
It's like they're prime for them.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely do.
Like the Sununu Youth Center. the detention center. Like, I mean, you may not have a criminal background, but there are still creeps out there that are going to abuse children. And it's like, maybe you should ask them a range of questions. I don't know the process.
If the creeps make it to, like, 18 years old, they've had a chance to really think about what they're doing and come up with a plan, you know?
Well, Rose was allowed to have contact with these kids. Boston police dispatched him in 1999 to help a 14-year-old girl who was crying at a payphone calling to report she had been raped. Department records show. Later, Rose gave a special needs child a ride home in a squad car. And in 2000, I guess that was one of the victims that he ended up victimizing?
Yes.
So he was already a victim, and he continued to victimize this child because of the vulnerability of him.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. That's what perverts do.
And the same thing happened in 2006, record show. He was called to testify as the arresting officer in a child sexual assault case.
You know what? Today, I sure wouldn't want to be a cop. You know, I mean, talk about being on the ropes. This guy here in Boston with the whole police department, you know, protecting their union president. Up there in Minnesota with the police trainer accidentally pulling her gun when she was trying to pull her taser. With Chauvin or whatever his name is, you know, kneeling on that guy's neck till he was dead.
Yeah.
It's a rough day to be a cop.
Something a lot of the First Amendment auditors, the kind of thing that I'm doing and involved with, they like to say, you know, the reason why good cops get shot is because of bad cops. And this is a prime example. And it's like people look at this bad cop and they just are going to associate all the rest
as bad. I think good cop is a myth.
Yeah.
Well, I think
it's impossible for you to be a good person whilst donning the uniform of a police officer. Why do I say that? Because the police officer, the organization in general, is based on immorality.
Don't cross that thin blue line.
Since I know what it's like for a police officer to attempt to testify against other police officers and what happens.
It goes nowhere. They get railroaded.
Bad stuff happens all around.
Yeah.
And the system is designed to protect the perpetrator, not the one saying things. I'll say, yeah, there's some good cops out there that are trying, and then there's other good cops that are like, I'm scared to do anything at all, but don't hold yourself up as a paladin of justice. You don't deserve that hazard pay because you haven't gone out and taken the slings and arrows that you should be taking, which is protecting the people that you swore you were going to protect.
Yeah, I mean, a better job would be trash person.
That's more dangerous.
Yeah, I know. But it would still be a better job. At least they could go home at night holding their heads high knowing that they did a good job.
There's got to be cops out there that frankly, their department either isn't messed up because it's a small one, or they just, you know, they don't know of anything.
I mean, I'm not going to waste my time searching around for unicorns, Mark.
Well, I'm just saying, you said there are no good cops.
Well, look.
Which is an entirely different statement than there are bad cops. There are absolutely bad cops, and lots of cops protect bad cops.
There are absolutely lots and lots and lots of bad cops. And in fact, putting on the uniform is one of the things that makes you a bad cop.
Hey, when you're standing around and your colleague, say he's a police officer, is raping a child and you know about it, it is up to you as in your own morality and for this world to stand up and say something. If you're not,
I'll give a suggestion to all the police out there who think that I'm bashing on them. You know, he just hates police. Okay, you want to improve the reputation of police officers throughout the entire country of the United States immediately. Here you go. Listen up, officers. All you have to do is quit enforcing victimless crimes across all of your departments, across all the different levels, across the city, across the county, the state, whatever level of department you find yourself in. If you're wearing a badge, you get together with your tight brotherhood, and you get together with everybody, and you go, you know what? We're no longer enforcing victimless crimes. That's going to immediately improve the reputation of police across the United States over frickin' night. I dare you to do it.
No,
I dare you.
I actually knew a cop. He's a former cop now, and there's a reason, not because he did something bad, but actually he did everything right. And he wasn't arresting people for victimless crimes, drug possession, prostitution.
And sooner or later they got him and fired him.
I mean, if you were dealing drugs in the, you know, the park and in the playground, that's a different story. Like, let's try to keep it clean, right? But he generally wouldn't do these things to create a victim. picked him. And, you know, he made it to a major rank, and then he made it to captain.
Wow.
But you know what?
Hold on, captain comes before.
Hey, captain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Captain's sorry, reverse that.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, he became major, and that's when they basically forced him out. And they pushed somebody else to be the chief, and worst chief probably the department's had.
They won't stop enforcing victimless crimes. Why? Because the uniform itself is corrupt.
I get where you're coming from. I mean, you know, I like to believe that there are some good cops out there, and I hope that they, you know, go after the bad cops. I hope they look for the corruption in their department. And I would agree with you that a lot of the problems that we have today have to do with the drug war and the growing state of police power, that we wouldn't have so many problems. If it was just crimes with victims, nobody's going to have a problem with that.
I try to find to convince cops all the time that, you know, there'd be a lot less crime if there was a lot less laws.
Bingo.
Well, they don't, they're just going to say, we don't make them.
Well, of course.
Yeah, we don't make those.
All their powerful, you know, brotherhood that spans across departments, across states and cities, across the United States of America, when they can all get together for each other, when somebody dies and somebody falls in the line of duty, they can do something about that. But they sure as hell won't lift a finger to eliminate victimless crimes and improve their own frickin' reputation.
And you know what it's called? It's called discretion. So if you're a cop out there listening, you have discretion not to create victims.
There's also this situation where there were victim upon victim upon victim, and the police department overlooked the indiscretions, the criminality of their own police union president, and because that benefited them.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Yeah,
there's no way to describe that in
absolute power trying to save face, right? Is that what they do? Is that what the FOP does? It's constantly tried to save face. I mean, who knows what they're doing in their club? That could be a whole different ballgame. But we know that when they go out and try to defend their colleagues, they're just trying to save face from their horrendous crimes.
603-283-6160. Will the cops ever do anything to prevent their reputations from being more tarnished? More Free Talk Live coming up.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.